Question 15 on section 4. This one is talking about carpal tunnel syndrome, and we're explaining the findings. Now, there's two things that we have. It talks about carpal tunnel syndrome is a nerve disorder that affects hands and wrists, caused by repetitive motion such as typing. But then it says, a recent study of office workers found, and this is important, among those who do similar amounts of typing. So when you take people who are typing the same amount, workers reporting the least control over their own work had three times the risk of developing as those who reported the most control. So basically, you're typing the same amount, but the ones that feel like they have the least control have three times as much carpal tunnel syndrome as those who feel like they have the most. And so, and we have to explain why is that. So why is it that feeling like you have more control over your environment somehow affects your likelihood of getting carpal tunnel syndrome? Now, A, office workers who have the most control over their work tend to do significantly less typing than those who have the least control. This is the sucker pitch answer choice, but the problem is it goes against what the passage is saying, which is that among people who type the same amount. So it doesn't really address the findings in this study. B, feeling a lack of control over one's work tends to put one under emotional stress that makes one more susceptible to nerve disorders. That is what we want. We want something that's going to tell us that if we have a different reason for why they would end up with that. And so this is our correct answer. And a lot of times people don't like it because they say, whoa, that's bringing in outside information. Remember, on resolve questions, it's totally fine and in fact good to bring in outside information because that will help resolve the existing discrepancy. C just says the keyboards on which they type tend to put their hands in positions that promote development. Well, we already know that it does. And so that isn't going to explain why do people with control get less than people without it. D, office workers who rarely use keyboards, the rate of carpal tunnel syndrome is higher for those who feel that they lack control over their work. Well, that says of the people who don't type a lot, they also have higher rates. But that doesn't resolve the discrepancy in these or explain the study's findings because this is again a different group. We're looking for those that have the similar amounts of typing, and so D doesn't really resolve. The fact it doesn't give an explanation of why control is related to it. It says that same pattern occurs in other places, but doesn't explain why. And then E, office workers who have the most control tend to perform repetitive motions other than typing more often than those with the least control. Well, that is saying that theoretically we should be expecting to see more carpal tunnel syndrome in them, but we're not, and therefore answer choice B does turn out to be the correct answer.